And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Captain Ray Lopez from the American Anglers here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing with Captain Ray and a whole bunch more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Introducing new PowerPro Max 8 microfilament braided fishing line. It's built for offshore anglers seeking smooth casting and control. PowerPro Max 8 features an 8 carrier Spectra HT construction that cuts through current with ease for precise vertical jigging with a 25% thinner diameter. Available in white and metered, 4 color for trolling spread control and precise jigging depths. It's stronger, smoother, and thinner. PowerPro Max 8 is now available at your tackle retailer.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a fun show today. Me having Captain Ray in here.
Yeah.
Fish are biting. PCS show wrapping up. It's just all things firing right now. Dude.
Last day of the PCS show up in Del Mar. So if you haven't been there, you got to go.
Man, no doubt.
It's a great show and just a lot of great stuff to see. And totally different than the Costa Mesa show. So if you went to Costa Mesa, it's worth a trip down to check it out. Yeah, definitely. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
What's up, Ray?
Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a super end-to-end. You're excited to go fishing, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
To say the least.
A little different this year.
Yes.
As far as this time of year goes.
What do you think? All this warm water, yellows are biting, tuna are biting.
It's exciting for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, sign of fish from La Jolla all the way down the ridge. Good water.
Yeah. So your first trip is an 8-day?
Correct. April 9th, coming up here in a few weeks.
Any spots?
We do.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I know it.
There's never any spots on the American Angler.
I know it. So, yeah, we're looking forward. If you want to go on a spring 8-day, yellowfin tuna, yellowtail, call Lori.
Yeah.
It's like the rebirth of Alejos Rocks, too, you know? I mean, it seems
most definitely.
Like it's back to the good old glory days of the Rocks of having everything on the table again.
Absolutely, especially this time of year, too. I mean, it's been forever since I could remember we were having this kind of springtime fishing at the Rocks.
It's really cool.
Good grade of yellow. With this warm water, could be some wahoo still around, huh?
Possibly. Yeah. You know, I know Mike Totter on the searcher was coming up the line the other day from Ecology Trip and had really good conditions, and actually I think they caught a wahoo or something along the way. So
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said good size yellowfin tuna down there too.
Correct. Yeah. I know one of our guys was at the Rocks on the way back up from a long trip, and they had sign of 70 to 100 pound tuna.
Come on.
On the fly line.
Rad.
Yeah. Along with some nice yellowtail on the bottom as well, too. So we're hoping to get out there and get in some of the action.
Those are some of the trips, too, that you see some of that unreal grade of yellowtail. Oh, you know, yeah. I mean, I know everything's different and everything happens, but boy, yeah. you want to talk about an opportunity at some big ones that just seems like they grow them so big. You guys really catch them big, so yeah. good there, it seems like, that time of year.
Yeah, most definitely.
And then Andy Cates on the Red Rooster 3 on the way back up ran into some big bluefin too, right?
Correct, yeah. yeah. I mean, like this sign of bluefin right now is just spread out from 150 miles from home here all the way down to the ridge outside the Uncle Sam Bank. I mean, it's just incredible sign of fish right now.
A lot
so
of fish.
If okay. you're itching, I would definitely.
No doubt. I'll do that for April 9th.
Yeah. That'd be good.
Yeah. God, and we do have another 8-day falling as well, too. We have a few spots available,
a few spots
too. Yeah.
That. But right after that,
correct.
Back-to-back days.
Back-to-back, correct, yeah.
Wow. And then pretty much the rest of the season, you're sold out.
We do have a few spots on some 3 days in May. Yeah.
May?
Yeah.
3 day in May. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com.
Yes, or call Lori, 619-223-5414.
Yeah, just book. Or yeah, always better to call Lori, especially Brian always says that if you see that the trip is full, call Lori because she works miracles.
I was going to say, yeah. we get people in the tackle store all the time that just say that. Exactly what you said. She worked her magic, man. She made it happen. Like, there's a trip I really wanted to go out on. It was sold out forever. The waiting list was forever, and yet here we go. I got the phone call. I'm on it. It happened.
Yeah, she definitely works her magic for
sure.
Yeah.
That's cool. So all this warm water, I mean, 66, 67 degrees here. Down on the ridge, it's warmer. What do you think that means? I mean, 80 degrees down in the East Cape already. It's like El Nino.
It sure feels like it, you know. Yeah. It's obviously a positive thing, but it's for me in the backside of my head, it's also kind of one of those things you – kind of got to be careful what you wish for, you know, seeing this warm water this early, you know, obviously it has effects on bait and,
right.
you know, just the kelp, everything.
Yes.
So it's just.
It's not normal.
Yeah, it's not normal for sure. But on the other end, too, I've seen where in the springtime, you know, we do see this warmer water. And then the next month, the wind starts blowing, the water turns over. Next thing you know, it's kind of a reset deal. So.
Right. Could happen.
Yeah, so
you've been through enough that you've seen all scenarios, or a lot of scenarios.
Yeah, a fair amount of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So how did you start your career?
So I didn't grow up fishing. Number one, I actually played sports as a young kid, and was fortunate enough to have some amazing coaches, and you know, just
what
kind
did
of
play.
I played soccer and football.
No kidding! Wow.
And then actually got into fishing through some friends through grade school. And then started fishing on a lot of the local half-day boats.
Back you grew up here in San Diego?
Correct, born and raised, yeah.
Wow.
Up in Claremont Mesa.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, got through fishing with some friends, and next thing you know, I was fishing in every toilet I could find.
So,
every piece of water I could find, yeah. And so I ended up hanging out with Nick Cates when I was a young man on New Loanne for 5 summers, and just loved it so much.
Wow.
I just literally couldn't get enough of it. And then Brian was walking down the dock when I was 17 and asked what I was doing next summer, and I've been there ever since.
I love that story. That's awesome.
So you moved from the New Loanne to the American Angler.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then deckhand on the American Angler, and then all of a sudden here you are running the boat and being a partner, and you're a partner.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Super fortunate. You know, I couldn't have done it without a lot of the people I've been surrounded by. I had amazing parents, super supportive of the whole thing.
That's so cool.
You know, obviously I had the good coaches as a kid, you know, just giving me the drive to not give up and just keep pursuing and everything. And obviously growing up with Nick Cates and Brian and Sam and everybody, I mean, huge, just amazing teachers.
Yeah, you had the right team for sure.
I've just
awesome.
Been so fortunate to have been raised by all these people around the fleet here.
Oh, yeah.
What's the toughest part? Because I admire the job that guys like you have, you know, especially where you manage crew and passengers, and, you know, the American Angler just has the single best reputation of creating that family atmosphere with all the passengers. But there's so many things that fall under the hat of the guy that's up top, you know, knowing machinery and the fishing and the maintenance and the boat and the people and the crew. Like, there's just a lot that goes on there. What you know, not somebody that necessarily grew up or was born into it, what's the part that's the hardest to maintain?
Brian always likes to say fishing's always the easiest.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it always seems like no matter how choppy the weather is or no matter how hard the fishing is, it's like when you back in, there always seems to be at least something in the hatch, you know?
Yeah.
So there's so many. It's just probably having just to maintain, just making sure everybody's safe,
Yeah.
You know, and just making sure everybody has a good time and stuff, and just making sure the crew's getting along, the whole thing, you know, because as long as you got that and everyone has a good time when you back in, it's a success.
I believe that, too, because, like, you don't ever see that. You know, you go on a trip with these guys, and you don't ever see the Ray stressing about making sure everybody's good. Like, and that's just a sign at how well you guys do it. Clearly, it's on your mind. Clearly, it's one of the biggest
right.
things. But, like, we don't ever feel that. You know, as a passenger, you don't know any of the things that's
no.
going on. You don't know when there's a problem. You don't know when somebody didn't get enough sleep. You don't know that you're down a man. You don't know any of those things. Like, you guys do such a good job of just...
We call that backstage.
Yeah, it's the truth. Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah, yeah. You guys make people feel like a family.
Totally.
On the American Angler. That's kind of their whole attitude is
yeah.
people go on there, and that's why you're so popular. People go on the American Angler over and over and over.
Yeah.
Super comfortable boat, amazing food. Fantastic fishing. You've got kind of everything wired, and you make people smile.
Yeah,
that's what we love to do. You know, it's just as long as people come back.
that's the key, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your favorite trip? I mean, 8-day spring trip, summer trip. You like 3-day trips? You like 10-day, 12-day? What's your favorite trip?
You know, it's kind of a loaded question, but if I would have to pick, I'd probably have to pick an 8-day in the fall. You know, it's just one of those trips where you have enough time to visit enough places.
Yeah.
And see a bunch of different species. But, you know, if it's too tough, it's not too long.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously, you know, you get out there for 10, 12 days or something, and fishing's tough, weather's tough the whole time. It's a couple of days too long. So
yeah.
it's like that 8-day seems to be the happy medium.
That's the spot.
That's yeah. the sweet spot.
That's cool.
Gives you the range to catch anything that we fish for.
Everything
yeah.
we fish for.
A triple-digit
yeah.
tuna, a wall, like Wahoo, anything
yellow,
can be done on
yeah.
a trip like that.
Anything, yeah.
And not just those things either. You know, some of those things you don't have enough time. You're going to go down and get the big ones. But an 8-day also gives you time to catch cod on the way up somewhere, mm-hmm. or go in and make a shot at groupers, or just all the cool stuff
yeah.
that comes with that
just,
extra time on the
just
water.
You never know. And that time of year, too, especially, it's like you could turn any corner and just
find
a pot of gold or
That's
something.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
So this past fall, the Wahoo fishing was a superstar,
Holy
right?
Smokes, yeah.
Is that best Wahoo fishing you've seen in a while, right?
In a while, most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of thinking about it, too. It's like a lot of our Wahoo we caught, obviously, were associated with kelps offshore, but how many years that we saw poor Wahoo fishing that we might have missed because that pocket of water didn't make it to us or we weren't on it, you know? So, but most definitely, yeah, this last fall was definitely exciting as far as Wahoo goes.
What kind of water does Wahoo like? Do they like? Yeah, Wahoos.
We tend to see them start filtering in, you know, as early as August, you know, on the ridge, the rocks and stuff like that when the water gets up in the 70s and stuff like
okay.
that. But, I was, like, telling a story. Some of the best Wahoo fishing that I've seen at the rocks has been in December and January and February. And the water was 66
really?
To 68 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's like, I always get the question, it's like, oh, what's the best month to catch Wahoo?
Yeah, right.
And kind of steers me towards the month of October, November, but some of the best
yeah.
Wahoo fishing I've seen has been, you know, later in the almost
late
winter.
Winter.
It's the best when it's the best.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're just kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
Does it follow the quality of the elephant tuna fishing or not related whatsoever?
I'm sure there's some relation, most
yeah.
likely, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, the Wahoo are weird. You know, I feel like I don't really know that much about them.
Right.
They're just kind of a mysterious fish. They just like, oh, man, look at all these Wahoo. They just showed up, you know. They can go completely stale to just a bunch of Wahoo moved in overnight.
Yeah.
So.
Does commercial pressure affect Wahoo at all? But that's not really – it's not really a commercially targeted species.
No, not at all. But traffic-wise
– Traffic-wise.
Absolutely, yeah. Traffic-wise, I mean, this – you know, the day and age, we do see a lot more yacht traffic along the
yeah.
ridge and places like that. And so it does affect them. I mean, even if you get, you know, 2-3 sport boats driving over their heads,
yeah.
you know, for a day, it definitely – where it gives them some wear and tear.
They kind of scatter.
Is it the most pressured of the fish that you guys target?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Meaning, like, a few boats makes a world of difference.
Oh, yeah. We always like to get the cherry, you know,
yeah,
so to
sure.
speak. So if you're the first one, second one down there, you're in them.
Do they travel cool. in large schools, but not like a yellowfin tuna? They're not huge schools like that, right?
We have seen big schools of Wahoo.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly can't really say I've seen any documented, like, open water schools of them. I mean, there are folklores of guys going out and getting kelps for 200-300 wahoo.
Wow.
Yeah, so as you can imagine, that's probably close to 1,000 bites, yeah, I would have to imagine.
Totally.
So I guess that's a big school.
I'll take that.
That'd be a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Cool.
Dangerous day.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the cool thing about where you fish, like on this 8-day coming up, is it April 7th?
April 9th.
April 9th, excuse me. Is the variety of that fishing down there on the ridge. I mean, you can go anywhere from catching wahoo, yellowfin tuna, yellowtail at the rocks, giant yellowtail at the rocks, to go on catching grouper and other stuff on the inside, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. It's still chances of catching it all. I mean, it's just, man, I'm really looking forward to it just because, like I was saying, like we haven't seen this type of water conditions in the springtime in a while, so.
What does one bring on a trip where you're going to catch so many different species?
I would bring it all.
Yeah. Just like that trip, you better bring the garage.
Yeah, bring the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're not sure, again, just call Lori and she can get a hold of us. And, you know, if we got any new tidbits that might have been leaked out, you know, from some other boat or information, we can pass it along and you can go grab it. Go see Rick before you leave.
Yeah. Are you bringing 30-pound to 100-pound?
I would say that would cover your basis, 30-pound to 100-pound. You know, 30, 40-pound, 50-pound fly lines, even, like, at the rocks, they think the guys were fly line 16, 80-pound for those yellowfin.
That's great.
So don't forget that as well. And then, obviously, you can use those as your utility players and use your 50-pound for yo-yo and, then obviously, your 100-pound for drop-leaf yellowtail or for nighttime bluefin.
Wow. That's a lot of cool. Good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that the big bluefin is in play, the very aggressive, you know, mid-sized bluefin at nighttime seem to be in play. The fact that there's big yellowfin around, there's always great, good yellowtail fishing down there. Like you said, it's all available.
Yeah, it is. Well, hey, we talked about the PCS show. Last day of the year today is last chance, 10 to 5 p.m. today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. It's been a fantastic show. And yesterday was really great to see. Bill and Mike were smiling ear to ear to see the crowds. Because, you know, there hasn't been a show up there in 6 years.
Yeah.
And you just don't know if the people are going to come, right? They came on Thursday and Friday, but yesterday, that was a gonzo day. That was great to see the people out there.
Great
to see a lot of Let's Talk Hookup fans, too.
Pat O'Brien, the building that, you know, that I know Let's Talk Hookup in and that we're in also at Fisherman's Landing, it's big. I mean, that's a really big building. Like, I can't imagine what it's like, you know, the day that they decide, okay, we're going to take the show down to San Diego, and you look at how massive that building is, and then that there's two more that are damn near the same thing. Like, that's a huge task to put on when it's, you know, three giant empty things, and to see it come to fruition the way that it did. We talked about it a bunch yesterday. The layout of the show is so cool that there is something for everyone all the time. Every corner that you go in, it's not just boats here, tackle here, travel there. It's all, and it all makes sense with each other. You know, you see all your friends, and there's some fishing and travel here, and there's retail over there, and there's boats over here. It's just the whole time you're engaged. They crushed it. It's great.
I found new stuff that I hadn't seen at the show yet. I've been walked around the show a lot, and I actually discovered not only the guys from West Coast Marine and Costa Mesa there with their Parker boats and Nick and the whole gang, but also West Coast Marine San Diego has a whole group of Yamaha outboards there and talking about their service and stuff. They're right next to Johnson Hicks Marine, which is right there, but they have a whole display of Yamaha outboards there.
Like Repower type.
Right,
know, scenario.
Repower, and then, of course, they do the great service. They do service my boat, and super good guy. The whole crew is there from West Coast Marine. So you want to see some of the new Yamaha outboards and talk Yamaha outboards or service on your boat, West Coast Marine. San Diego is there, as well as West Coast Marine Costa Mesa on the other side of the O'Brien building there.
Okay.
So a lot to see there, and that's kind of right. But several of the sport boats, long-range boats, all the landings are there.
Yeah.
It's super to see. So don't just run through that, especially that Pat O'Brien Hall, because there's a lot of – it's a totally different world than it's ever been for any show that's ever been there. Normally that was all boats, And there's a lot of hidden gems within that hall.
That's what I like about it so much, too. It's not just the straight, long aisle where you just kind of put your head down through the monotony and you kind of go and you look. Like you got to work and worm your way through everything to see it. I know Taro and Gina have a really nice booth for the Liberty. Absolutely. Like, they have their own booth. You know, a lot of the great captains and boats from Fisherman's Landing are there at the Fisherman's Landing booth, but Taro and Gina have their own Liberty booth there that I thought was really fun. And yeah, it's just great to see them and the whole game.
Independence is right there. Right. They have their own booth right there, right across from the Let's Talk Hookup booth. And speaking of the Let's Talk Hookup booth, I want to thank all the people that have come by to support Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. We're still doing it. Last chance today to win that Talica 20A two-speed reel. It's like $800 reel, sweet. Something like that. Plus a two-day trip on the Polaris Supreme. Plus a pair of Costa sunglasses, plus a Torium 20 reel, $10 per ticket. 100% of the money goes to Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea to take kids fishing. We've raised about $4,500 so far.
That's
We'd
awesome.
Really love to get over $6,000 today if we can. So come on by and give a donation. You get for $100, you get 20 tickets, and you have that much more chance to win one of those great prizes. So go by the booth, see Tommy, see Dave, see Wayne, and sign up for that Rollo's. And then right next to us, you can spin the Rollo wheel and win rods and all kinds of stuff that they're giving away there. They had that wheel was spinning well yesterday.
Wyatt got a skateboard at the Orange County show spinning the Rollo reel, and he was pumped about it. I mean, pumped about it. So yeah, it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's a really good time.
Have you been riding that skateboard?
Everywhere, man. He's a wild man. Yeah. He's a wild man.
Put a helmet on him.
For sure. He's strapped up.
Yeah, that's good. As you can hear, we have a great show to talk about.
We really do. We're so stoked to have Captain Ray in here and just all of the great fishing to talk about, all the great times in the American Angler, PCS, all the local fishing that's going on right now. It's just a great time. We want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973. Also, you can text the show. Texting the show has just become so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. Now, if you want to text in your questions, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, you need to. It's a free download. It's an easy way to participate with Let's Talk Hookup. You can call the show from the app. You can listen to all the archive shows from the app. If you missed a great tidbit on yesterday's show, you want to go back and catch it out. Ray mentioned some killer surface iron setup that you need to have. You can listen, and you can always listen if you miss a show on your drive home through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a great way, and it's the only way that you can text in your questions to the show today. If you want to join us, send in your text. Make sure that you include your contact info along with your text. All we need is a name and a phone number in case you win the big prize at the end of the show today. And what a fun prize one lucky caller or texter is going to win at the end of today's show. Somebody's going to get to do a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell from Point Loma Sport Fishing, get to go fish with Captain Cameron on a full-day trip. Those guys have been having a great run of yellowtail fishing already. Just every day, Cameron and the boys have just been really putting up. And
Captain Steve P. made a special
I love that.
Guest appearance as captain the other day when I was out on my boat. CP was running the boat.
And first off, what a 1-2 punch that is.
Yeah.
But he got him, too.
Oh, yeah. He got him.
One and done.
Yeah.
We're not talking nearly enough about the grade of that yellowtail at the islands right now. Whoa. It is fantastic fish.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
A lot of 30-pounders. 30-pound yellowtail at the Coronado Islands. That's a nice one.
A 30-pound yellowtail is a holy grail trophy fish. And to have it in our backyard and fun fishing, it's biting yo-yo jigs and biting fly line and biting surface iron. It's just really cool. And, again, somebody's going to get to participate that. Going fishing on the bell from Point Loma Sport Fishing. Again, one lucky caller or texter is going to win that at the end of the show. If you want to get through, it's 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
If you spend serious time on the water, you already know how fast conditions can change. Glare shifts, light drops, wind kicks up, and when you're fishing all day, your gear has to keep up. That's why Costa built the Pilot House Pro. It's a semi-rimless shield designed to give you a full, unobstructed view of the water with the clarity Costa's known for and the protection serious anglers actually need. Pilot House Pro is the 87.1 plus safety rated, ventilated to fight fog, and built to stay locked in when things get rough. From flying hooks to long hours in the sun, it's made for real conditions, not just the easy parts of the day. If you want eyewear that works as hard as you do on the water, check out the Pilot House Pro at CostaDelMar.com. See what's out there. Safety rated in U.S. only.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaportLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Ray. It's go time.
Yeah, for sure. And a lot of great phone calls. Let's jump into it. If you want to, hey, Jeff is standing by at the fan, 833-288-0973. You can talk Padre baseball with him as
yeah.
the season starts on Thursday. Yeah, I'm he's pumped. Pretty pumped about
yeah.
it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Hey, we got Mike in the Torrance, from Torrance is going to get us started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning. Thank you very much. Hey, Ray and Rick and Pete, what a great show you got here. Ray, looking forward to fishing with you next month. Get the season started for me. Hopefully the boat is dialed in and you get us on some of that great yellowtail at the islands for a two-day or maybe offshore for the bluefin. Want to thank you for handing out those 100-pound-plus fish T-shirts. It's fun to be sporting it, walking around town. Tell us something about your boat that you did this year, and thank you very much for the experience that you and Brian and Lori provide us.
Oh, you're welcome, Mike. You're welcome. Yeah, we look forward to having you soon. We're just wrapping up maintenance, and we did primarily a lot of cosmetic stuff, just some paintings and just making her pretty again, and a lot of little mechanical stuff, you know, kind of backstage and stuff like that. We added some safety bars in the showers just so everyone feels a little bit safer, and, you know, just stuff like that. Nothing super major. We kind of, I guess, almost like took a year off as far as the big maintenance goes. So, yeah. It's kind of a nice leisure.
Feel good.
Yeah, exactly. But
and that, I don't know how you guys maintain the level of beauty of that boat, but, like, it you know, I mean, I'm sure it's just because of things like this, but it just seems like in the at the end of the season, she's still always shiny and perfect. And it probably isn't perfect to you because you see little every little imperfection. But man, I can tell you, we don't. Like, that boat never It's never short of A+. It always looks so, so good.
The guy's doing an awesome job of taking care of her. Obviously, she takes really good care of us.
Yeah.
So, obviously, she deserves the same respect. You know, as a matter of fact, this is her 40th birthday.
Oh,
is that
cool.
Right?
That's way cool.
Wow. 40th year mm-hmm. in service. That's
in
pretty
service,
impressive.
In service, yeah. Still going strong.
That's awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. I said, good morning, guys. Love the offshore talk already in March. One of these days, I'm going to make a trip down to Alejo. So it's, the top of my list would be a big yellowtail. I've heard there's some larger models down there. You guys are you guys fishing similar to the way we fish them up here? Do I need to beef up my yellowtail gear for a trip like that? Love to hear about that April 8-day. That's from Rory in Lakeside.
Yeah, as far as the yellowtail, I would definitely beef it up a little bit just for those bottom yellowtail, obviously, for fishing structure and stuff. So,
okay, so 70-pound yellowtail at Alejo's Rocks is not out of the question.
Not at all.
What's the gear? What are you fishing? What are you telling your passengers when they're fishing that? What's the bait? What's the gear? How do you fish that bait?
I mean, obviously, yellowtail pelagic species, they can be on top, they can be on bottom.
Yeah.
But if I were to drop down, it would probably be a big scat on, like, at least 100-pound minimum.
Okay.
16-ounce sinker. Minimum.
Yeah.
16-ounce sinker, big old hook, big bait.
Dropper loop rig.
Dropper loop rig.
Pounded down on your drag so they can't get an inch.
Yeah, I mean, smart enough drag, you know, obviously. You know, you don't want to just break them off immediately. But, you know, solid drag, and there you go.
Big circle hook
I'm a big J-hook guy. Yeah, I don't know what it is with those yellowtail and those big baits. It just seems like you get it, you know, gets it in their mouth. And a lot of those big yellowtail we get off the bottom, they just engulf those baits. So a lot of the hooks are down in there.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you get a bite on a big yellowtail, are you in freeze pool or are you in gear?
In gear. A couple cranks off the bottom, obviously trying to keep in contact with the bottom. And, just keeping it off the bottom, just kind of bouncing every now and again. And it's kind of a funny gig because, you know, you think 70-pound yellowtail, you're expecting just this monstrous bite. But a lot of times, I would love to see what they're doing down there.
Yeah, totally.
Because a lot of those bites in the yellowtail on the bottom, it's just like a starts off almost like a sand bass bite. Just
really?
A couple thunk, thunk, thunks. Huh. And then whoop.
Yeah.
So
that's got to be fun to see when you're standing near the rail or standing up top watching the passengers and the guy's like,
all
of a sudden pinned to the rail, right?
Oh, yeah.
On a big yellow.
Yeah.
And it's at the critical time of those first few seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get them off the bottom or else.
Yeah, at least try to get their head turned, get them off the bottom because, I mean, those rocks and stuff like that, there's just so much volcanic hard bottom. They're just notorious for getting you down there and breaking you off.
How deep is it when you're fishing those things?
Oh, man, we fish them as shallow as probably like 180 feet of water up to, you know, 350 feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
When a big yellow is like pointed the wrong direction, if he's pointed away from you and that, whatever, that tentacle is in sight, there, I don't know that there's fishing tackle that's made that is going to stop him from getting there. Like,
yeah.
They turn their head.
They're just so tough. That's such a cool fish. And they don't, there's no end to it. You know, they fight you the whole way to the boat. That's a cool one.
Hey, Issam from Irvine writes, good morning, guys, and Let's Talk Hookup and Ray. Which is the most unique long-range fishing destination that Captain Ray has enjoyed fishing?
Unique?
Yeah.
Ooh, well, I guess it's unique now, but obviously Guadalupe was definitely a unique place. I'm super grateful to visit once upon a time, but definitely kind
that
of a prehistoric, unique spot for
Jurassic
sure.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely,
but
the whole look of the island and everything.
Someday
I hope we can get back there, but it's not going to be for a while.
I think we're going to have to wait, but hopefully we're going to keep our fingers crossed. But
definitely
holds a spot in my heart for sure.
Totally.
Yeah, no question.
That's such a cool place. That's such a cool destination, too, because it's, like you said, the scenery, the visuals, and then the caliber of fishing that can be had that's so relatively close to home.
Yeah.
You know, you do the Ensenada check-in thing, and next thing you know, you're there. It's just such short order to leave in the morning, and the next day you have an opportunity at catching just all of the cool big things that you would want to catch.
Yeah,
and the way that you catch them is so cool.
It's pretty much the Alejo's Rocks on steroids.
Totally. and closer to home.
Half the distance, half the distance.
Yeah. Yeah. And a giant Lee to sleep next
to.
Oh,
that's the best part.
Good bait catching and all of the things that exist there.
But
a cool
the good
spot.
News is we still have Alejos Rocks.
Yes,
sure.
They can never close out on us as it's international waters. And it can be Jurassic Park like that.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It can be pretty specific, pretty special place. And you, like, what's the likelihood on this 8 day on April 9th that you're going to visit Alejos?
Probably 100%. Yeah,
because you'll be one of the first boats down there, right?
Yes, I believe the Royal Star leaves behind us either a day or two behind us. So it'd be nice to have him code up and get something figured out.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah.
Kind of, you know, early in the season where a couple boats been able to spread out, get stuff located.
Yeah,
it's always better.
Awesome. All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
Got it, man. How about this time we talk to Sean? Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Sean, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm talking about Alejos Yellowtail. My buddy Steve 2 years ago on the Indy got a 65 and a 70.
Wow. Come on. Crazy.
Yeah. I was down there at Alejos Bank. I had 7 fish I weighed in altogether at the end of the trip. It was 280 pounds.
Holy
wow.
It was even 40-pound average.
Crazy.
That's big
fish. Yeah, Alejos Yellowtail or something else.
That's cool.
My question is, I fish with a tight drag. What percentage of our fish are lost because fish come unbuttoned compared to broken lines? I mean, as long as you're tying your knot correctly, it seems like you lose more by unbuttoning fish. So I fish a tighter drag. What percentage do you think get lost that way, Ray?
That's a really good question. Yeah. Gosh. Rick, will you?
I mean, I'm with you. I don't know how you quantify it.
Yeah.
But I think maybe to get a similar answer would be like, you know, what do you guys, you know, you get to see it. You know, you see the mistakes happen. Do you find that guys on average are fishing too tight or not enough? You know, what is the more common problem? I would probably say
maybe too tight.
Okay.
You know, I mean, what happens. I mean, you put more pressure, it just, the hook's going to come out, you know, if it's in a soft spot of the fish's mouth. So it's just, God.
And I would bet that's probably maximized more now than it was back in the day because we're fishing faster and faster rail rods, you know, because the way that you pull on a fish is so much different. You know, the old days you put the rod in your waist and you pulled on it, so you wanted the pressure, the shutoff point closer to your body because that made it a lot easier for you to hang on to. But now with rail rods, you know, CalStar builds a rod that's so good, like all you really need to do is get that thing in a relatively comfortable position on the rail, put your reel in low gear and turn the handle and your fish comes in. You know, the rod does so much work for you, but because of that, the rods are faster and there's a little bit less give than there were. We're fishing shorter and shorter top shots because your bait's running better. The trend is going to smaller and smaller hooks. Like all of the safety features that keep a fish attached to you, a softer, more forgiving rod, a longer stretch of your top shot, a bigger hook with a bigger barb. We're like eliminating all of those things because done right, they make your job easier. But boy, they also give a lot of an opportunity for escape.
Yeah. Especially with your spectra, that deep of water, you know, there's virtually no stretch. And
nothing,
so,
no give.
You know, you got that direct pressure with that fish going up Mach 3 the other direction towards the bottom. You know, it's just.
Something's got to give.
Something's got to give.
Yeah. So when you're fishing fish on structure like a yellowtail versus fishing yellowfin or your bluefin out in open water, are you adjusting your drag tighter when you're fishing structure?
I would definitely say so. Yeah, I would definitely say so just because, you know, obviously he's trying to get away. You know, all fish are trying to get away. Right. But with that other variable at the bottom, 20 feet below him.
Yeah,
I would definitely, you know, if you're not sure, just ask the crew, you know.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Whenever I get on the boat, I just say, check my drag.
I do the exact
same
thing.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Double insurance. Why not?
Yeah.
It's there. It's what we're there for.
I do this for a living, and there's never a time that I don't have one of the guys, hey, what do you think about this? This is what I'm fishing for 80 pound. What do you think? Why wouldn't you? Because I guarantee you, nobody sees the pros and cons better than the guy that's working on the boat. There just isn't. That's who you.
And in that situation too, you just gotta trust the crew too. Totally. You know, it's like one of those happy mediums. It's like, oh, don't touch my drag, but it's like, you know, obviously they see all those scenarios 100 times. Yeah.
No, please touch my dress. Yeah. Totally. So I have a question. So a lot of the guys, like Cameron on the Mission Bell and Booger on the San Diego and such, a lot of the guys are saying for this yo-yo fish they've been catching at the Coronado Islands is the fish mono, 40 to 50-pound mono on the yo-yo. Why is that? Why do you want to fish yo-yo fish on mono?
Number one, more stretch. Okay. It's like we were talking about. And yeah, I think it just helps the whole overall everything because that spectra, a lot of times when you get those yo-yo jigs, and even if you get three yo-yo jigs spun up in a tangle, you add spectra in the mix, it is just an absolute mess.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of helps. Sense. It helps out with the tangles and stuff, and, you know.
It's like, less likely to pull a hook.
It's yeah, and it's nothing for just the crew just to wind on a quick, you know, top shot for you, too, rather than having to spool up your whole reel of spectra.
Right.
Even the ease on the angler, like, a full day of trying to just guide your line back on your reel with spectra on a yo-yo jig it's uncomfortable. It's just easier on the body doing that with a nice long top shot of 50-pound mono. You know.
Definitely. You have a good text.
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. Ben here from Chula Vista. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the accommodations on the boat. Looking for your advice on what stateroom to try and take. I'm taking my lady on our first multi-day trip, and I really want to raise the bar in terms of accommodations. I don't want to bring her on a primitive bunk-style setup. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about the staterooms on the boat and if you could recommend what you think the best room for a couple is.
Oh, great question. First of all, you're going to call Lori. You're going to tell her your situation. With you bringing your lovely lady, and she'll hook you up. We have, I think, believe 12 staterooms, 2 and 3 man staterooms. You know, sinks, vanities, hot water, cold water, closets, and she'll more than likely set you up in one of the 2 man staterooms. That way, you don't have to share somebody else.
Yeah.
But just let her know your program, and get you dialed in one of the 2 man staterooms. And we have 2 man staterooms upstairs, 2 of them, and 2 of them downstairs as well. Or excuse me, 4 of them. And you'll probably. Get one of those, and it's just nice just to have your own privacy and be able to go down your stateroom.
Super comfortable. Place, great place to chill.
Ben, you're making the right move too. Like that's the boat and the way to do it.
We love the ladies, and
we
love to make them feel at home and keep the bathrooms clean and. AC's cranking downstairs.
I promise you call Lori.
Yeah,
she'll dial you in.
You said it. We don't need to say it anymore. She's going to enjoy great food. She's going to be super well taken care of. It's comfort. Like, that's the way to get somebody hooked.
That's the right way to start, too.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of starting, you said you had availability in May on a 3-day trip, too. If you didn't want to quite go on an 8-day trip, a 3-day trip would be a great start.
Yeah, I believe last I checked, we have a couple spots on a couple 3 days in May. So,
Wow.
Call Lori if you're interested because,
that's a rare opportunity.
Rare opportunity, and things are now heating up, so I'm sure she's getting a lot of phone calls, so sooner than later.
I would think a 3-day, too, probably even a better call, too. You know, somebody's only going to be like, I want to do a shorter trip just to make sure they like it, you know, but a day and a half trip, the pace is so much faster than a 3-day. You know, I mean, you get on a 3-day trip, you got the time to do it. You're not worried about not getting your opportunity. You want to take a little more break. You want to take a little more time. You just got the time to do it right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Hi, this is Christy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats. business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
After a record-breaking show in Costa Mesa, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing, Fishing Tackle, Boat and Travel Show, presented by GEICO, now moves to San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. This show will feature hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up the massive Del Mar Fairgrounds. Fantastic seminars and kids' free trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. It's great for the whole family. With the fishing season now here, stock up on all your favorite tackle or purchase that dream boat at incredible show prices. Thursday, March 19th to Sunday, March 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time, Captain Ray here this morning, talking fishing and fun. If you want to join us, we want to hear from you, man. 833-288-0973 is how you do it. And as promised, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing standing by. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks before your trip? Over 40 snacks for just 89 cents. As well as sandwiches and frozen bait, too. Ice is nearly half the price of the others at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice for free with a 35-gallon fill. It's the best car wash in town as well for only $6. Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at San Diego Sports Arena. We got him, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what up, guys? Good morning in there. Good stuff, man.
Good morning.
Good stuff. Man, this spring vibe is definitely in the air, huh? Gosh.
Yeah.
The water's warm, 63 to 66 in our stretch from, like, you know, South Laguna down through San Onofre and whatnot. It's been really helpful for that local bass fishing. Our half-day guys have been seeing some good bass action on kind of like mixed approaches. Some days the fly line set up on the with the smaller sardines for live bait has been working out a little bit better. Other days the sinker setups, like the half-ounce to one-ounce sliding egg sinker, reverse dropper loop with 2 to 3 ounce torpedo sinker has been the hot deal on some of the days when we've had a little bit of cloud cover and whatnot. But some pretty good mixed bass fish in there. Small profiled rubber lures again, like the Fluke bait fished on a light lead head, half-ounce, quarter-ounce, something small like that for a slow sink through the water column. Caught some bass for the guys as well. Cut baits and strip baits at the bottom for the sculpin. Just some nice sheep head as well for the anglers wanting to fish at the bottom there with that exotic shrimp or clam for their bait. So good mixed bass fishing and some of that kind of stuff for the half day guys there in that stretch from like south of the pier down through Trestle Zone or up above there through the Dana Point, that South Laguna area. Deep water, seeing some more of that good sculpin action. That's kind of been what we've been doing on our three-quarter day, getting out there in the morning, catching up on that sculpin and then sliding to the inside and fishing some of that bass. But the classic sculpin setups, rubber lures have been really the best setup there, shaking out on the bottom and catching those fish. Again, cut bait, squids, strip sardine, things like that in the mix for some whitefish, some sand dab and stuff like that. The Fury, he's got his schedule up and online. He's itching to get away from the dock. Marcus, those guys have been cranking on working on that Fury boat, getting it ready. So they'll be fishing Clemente for bass, rockfish, and yellowtail. Their first open party trip of the season leaves Wednesday, April 1st at 8 o'clock. They're chartered up for the opener. but they'll be leaving at 8 p.m. on the 1st there. So if someone wants to jump on a trip with Marcus, I know he's got quite a good following, and sometimes open party dates are hard. You know, they fill up pretty quick, so you can make some of the reservations. I do know that they have some space available on that that first open party trip. So check that out. And, yeah, we're just looking forward to another good week of weather here and, you know, keeping the ball rolling. It's like every week we just anticipate seeing something else cool. And just, gosh, again, this water temps being the star of the show here, keeping everything kind of relevant and rolling. So want to hop on a trip here, our number 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web as well at danaworth.com.
Nice fishing weather, too, man. That's what's so unusual. You know, that's this time of the year, a lot of times we get wind and cool. It has not been like that.
Yeah, it's usually
it's been nice, absolutely. Yeah.
It's gray, dewy, and windy all the time. And
yeah.
It's been summer.
I'm just
it's
wondering,
been October,
you know,
in March.
Because the water's so warm, that colder water usually causes that May gray, June gloom stuff, you know? I wonder if we're even going to get that this year. I hope not. That'd be kind of cool.
We got
who knows? Or, you know, get it out of the way early.
Yeah.
You know, we just have this epic, you know, that epic summer, early fall weather for the rest of our summer. That would be amazing.
We'll take that. Well, Willie, great to hear from you. Great to see you. Keep getting them. And, hey, next week I'll bet you'll be talking about rockfish opener.
We'll see. I bet you're probably right. We're ramped up here. I'm excited to listen to Getty's surf report because I know that there's been some striped bass caught here in our little zone here. It's been kind of cool to keep tabs on. So touches on some of that stuff.
That'd be good.
Right on, guys. Thanks. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. And we'll talk to you next Sunday. Yeah, waiting for Gundy Gunderson. But in the meantime, I have a great text here from Kelly and Campo. And Kelly writes, he says, hey, new to the show, but looking forward to it so far. We stopped by the booth on Friday evening after listening to the show and finding out about the PCS show. Looking forward to listening the next weekend and see if I win something in the raffle. More importantly, I hope to reach our goal in taking more than 40 kids fishing this year. And thanks to you, Kelly, we're almost there. Yeah. We're headed out on the boat today. Have a great show today. Last day for everyone to stop by the Let's Talk Hookup booth and drop by and get a donation in for Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. Great cause.
Oh, so
thanks,
cool.
Kelly. And nice welcome to the show. And glad you found us.
Yeah,
glad you found
right.
the PCS show. So appreciate the call this morning. All right. Hey, look who's there. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, just like Wooly was talking about. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Wooly? Wooly, what's up, Gundy?
Gundy. Wooly wants to know about striped bass.
You know, it was a little bit slow this new moon. The last full moon we had some fish, but nothing of note in my report this week.
Okay.
So if I was Willie, I would just maybe on the backside with the tides, you know. And I heard, man, I'm going to get in trouble here, but tell Willie there's some fish off Doheny there. I heard some guys have caught some fish recently. These guys are getting tight-lipped on me. I'm telling you, it happens, you know. And now more guys are getting them. More guys are fishing for them. So the old, you know, I'm fishing here, there, and all that kind of nonsense. But you can kind of deduce where they're fishing. And, you know, those river mouths, you talk about this, harbor mouths, river mouths, river jetties, Doheny's a spot, the lagoon mouths, there's all those, you know, you got Doc Weiler up there on the South Bay beaches, the Ventura River mouths in another spot. So, Willie might have to drive, or maybe he just focuses on Doheny there. That's what I suggest.
So. Right. Secret inside joke.
Anyways, let's talk about what's going on in the surf line here. We had a second Grunion run and a very good week of fishing. New moon, strong tides, and warm water. We're almost hitting 67-degree water in some places. Lots of 65, 66, so we're really acting like spring right now, and you start mounting these Grunion runs, and it really starts building. We'll start up north at Hook, Line, and Sinker, and they reported some very good halibut fishing up there, improved croaker fishing. Let me get my notes right here. Hook, Line, Sinker reported good halibut fishing, lots of fish showing shallow, many in the 20 to 30-inch class. The other thing up there, the white sea bass are starting to show in the shallows, and that's also a function of the grunion. And there's also bait up there, too, anchovies, small sardines. That sea bass thing, something to keep an eye on. They had a 36-inch fish taking on a bone-colored swim bait up there. That was the dandy. Good perch action, too, but just getting overshadowed by the other bites. Just Fishing reported good action along South Bay beaches. Strong halibut bite with fish to 30 inches reported. Hermosa, Torrance, good stretches, solid perch action. This is what kind of a sleeper here. We haven't got a good report from the L.A. Harbor area, but Big Fish reported red-hot halibut bite in and around L.A. Harbor. Sunset, Dog Beach, Bolsa Chica, all those traditional spots, and Shoreline Drive, which is always a good spot when the grunion are running. Their big fish there was a 42-inch, 31-pound flat fish taken on a live bait. I kind of think it was on a live surf perch, and like I said, the guys kind of clamped up on what they were doing there, but it could have been a smelt, but it was taken off the Seal Beach jetty. That's a beautiful fish, 31 pounds. And there was also fish in Los Alamitos Bay, that kind of thing. And then here's for Wooly, rumors of a night striper bite off the Bolsa Chica Inlet. So that's my one bit of information.
Okay.
And then finally, Pacific Coast reported improved halibut fishing. They posted a 16-pounder in their halibut derby that goes through April, and they also had an 8-pound short fin taken off the Mission Bay jetty, 66-67-degree water. So, boy, what a report.
Gee, no doubt.
And
who did that?
Kidding me? That's fantastic, Gundy. Well, surf guru extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson, as usual, fantastic report, and always great to hear for you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Yeah, it's early. It's not typical, but, you know, we're not into speculating. We're into catching fish, so you just react, right?
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Gundy. Appreciate that very much.
Have a good week, gentlemen.
Hey.
Take care, Willie.
Yeah, and that wraps up our catch report, right?
You got it, man. Sponsored by Anza Knives. Don and the Anza crew, we're going to be at the PCS show again. Today is the last day for their spot at Del Mar. They're going to be in booth 170 in the Pat O'Brien building. It's right next door to Let's Talk Hookup booth. Anza Knife Makers are also going to be in the booth, too, along with their full line of fillet knives, plus beautiful hunting knives, hooray, military, and some one-of-a-kind custom knives as well. It's all available at show specials. You can go see the Anza crew at their booth 170 at the Del Mar show, and they do have some
beautiful
knives in that booth.
Have you seen the Anza knives?
I'm sure I have, yeah.
Man, oh, they're killer. They have great little hunting skinning knives and stuff like that. Yeah, they're right there. Laura, one of the knife makers, have been there every day right next to us, and Donnie, they're fantastic, right next to Let's Talk Hookup.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a whole lot more with Captain Ray from the American Angler. You stay tuned. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
This is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Are you ready for reliability? Then you're ready for a Yamaha outboard. And there's no better time to jump on board than during our Ready for Reliability sales event. From now until March 31st, 2026, eligible new Yamaha 30 to 450 horsepower outboards get 2 additional years of warranty protection for a total of up to 7 years of warranty coverage. Plus, Yamaha 2.5 to 25 horsepower outboards come with up to $200 and dealer credit. Get ready to enjoy Yamaha reliability with a new outboard today. Visit your local Yamaha dealer for details. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2026. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.